This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
My Christmas tree depends on you. Without your love, it won't come true. I'm dreaming of under the mistletoe, in the afterglow, a cottage small upon a hill, the snowflakes fall. The air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong to us. Not a soul will be there as we sit by the fireplace. We need no one to share my Christmas dream. Is meant for three. The Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream, my Christmas dream.
Mel Torme with Ray Anthony in the orchestra. Back we are. The music of the stars. Perry Como.
Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. I get a heart full of butterflies looking into your dreaming eyes. Dream on,
dream on,
little dreamer. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on. Dream about a love so true. Dream about how I love you. Dream on,
dream on,
little dreamer, dream on.
need you so bad. Each night I realize when you close your dreamy eyes, dream on, little dreamer, dream on, dream on, little dreamer, dream on, dream about a love so fine, sweet as apple berry wine. Dream on, little dreamer, dream on, little dreamer, dream on.
Perry Como, he did a bunch of stuff on Dreaming. He had a hit with that, and it was from a movie called The Odessa File. One of his last recordings. Thought I'd play it for you.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Yeah. Tchaikovsky, George Bruns did those lyrics for Sleeping Beauty, for Walt Disney, the Pied Pipers. Pied Pipers with Tommy Dorsey. These are the Gold Diggers' great Christmas album.
I can't wait until it's Well, Tommy, here we are. It's, you know, it's the night before Christmas.
I know it is. You know, and I know all around the country, there are people out there are waiting, eagerly waiting for Santa Claus, you know, as they gaily place Christmas packages under the trees and singing all the traditional Christmas songs.
That's
and
right.
Drinking the traditional Christmas drinks, you know, That's Tom right. and Dickie's.
That's right.
Probably and having a big time.
No, Tommy, Tom and Jerry's. You made a mistake. It's Tom
no,
and Jerry's.
It's Tom and Dickie's.
Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's.
I'm just trying to give you a plug.
I don't need a plug. I don't care if it's Tom and Jerry's. You know what I want from you?
What?
I want you to tell this traditional poem you said you were going to say. You know, this is Christmas Eve, and you're going to tell everybody a traditional poem.
Okay.
Christmas poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls and friends, I would like to recite a poem by heart and by memory, the traditional Christmas poem at this time, and I quote it. Here it goes.
Okay, go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When up on the rooftop I heard such a clatter, I sprang to the window and threw up.
Go ahead, finish it.
What do you mean?
Finish it.
That's all I remember. I guess I had too many Tom and Dickies.
The man I'm talking about was not a Scrooge now. He was a kind, a decent, a mostly good man, generous to his family and upright in his dealings with other men, but he just did not believe in all of that incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just did not make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He could not swallow the Jesus story about God coming to earth as a man. He told his wife, "I'm truly sorry to distress you, but I'm just not going with you to church this Christmas Eve." He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather just stay home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Now, shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier. Then he went back to his fireside chair, began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, and then another, then yet another. At first he thought somebody must be throwing snowballs against the living room window. But when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled out there miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm. In a desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large landscape window. That was what had been making the sound. Well, he couldn't let those poor creatures just lie there and freeze. So he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter. All he would have to do is direct the birds into that shelter. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn, and he opened the doors wide. And inside the barn, he turned on a light so the birds would know the way in. But the birds did not come in. So he figured that food would entice them. He went back into the house and fetched some breadcrumbs and sprinkled those on the snow, making a trail of breadcrumbs to the yellow-lighted, wide-open doorway of the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs. The birds just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He could not. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them, waving his arms, but instead they scattered in every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And that's when he realized that they were afraid of him. They were afraid of him. To him, he reasoned, "I'm a strange, terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them." But how? Any move he made tended to frighten them and confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. And he thought to himself, if only I could be a bird now, if I could be a bird and mingle with them, and speak their language and tell them not to be afraid, then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn But I would have to be one of them, wouldn't I? So they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells. Adeste Fidelis. Listening to the bells, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. Paul Harvey, I hope for you and those you love, this will be a wonderfully merry Christmas.
I believe I've seen you around here before.
Maybe that's because I ain't ever been around here.
What are you up to, buddy?
What's it to you?
What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What's it to ya? What difference does it make? Why don't you?
What's it to ya? What kind of ridiculous name is that?
It's my ridiculous name! What's it to ya?
That's enough of that ballyhoo.
Thank you.
music of the stars. May the farce be with you. This morning really went quickly for this kid anyway. A reminder, did I say this earlier? Yes, I did. Be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 till 1 a.m. Thank you. John Rutter. What a brilliant musician. And his Cambridge Singers. Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. Left, and that's the end of today's Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, Pacific Media Radio Network. Now 13 months on the Civic Media Network. Check local stations, and we'll be on, if you haven't got a local station, worldwide at civicmedia.us. I saw a movie, years ago. And I thought, there's nothing on TV, I'll just watch this thing. And I was wrong. It was really good. The name of the movie, dumb title, great movie, Senior Trip. And Liz Calloway does a song. Mickey Rooney's in it. This is from Senior Trip. Joe Harnell wrote The Eye of the Beholder. The Music of the Stars. Thank you.
visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees. The eye of the beholder fashions pictures as it must. Someone's eye will see the whirlwind. Someone else will see the dust. The eye of the beholder will perceive what it's allowed. Someone's eye will see the people. Someone else will see the crowd. The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty or the pain. Someone's eye will see the raindrops. Someone else the hurricane. When I see the weeds, when I sees the crying baby, when I sees humanity, when I sees the summer sunshine, while another sees the heat, when I sees the city's canyons, while another sees the street. Find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Liz Calloway.
The beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the tree.
Depending who you are, someone's eye will see the darkness, someone else will see the stars.
One eye sees the summer sunshine,
while another sees the heat.
One eye sees the city's canyon,
while another sees the stream.
One eye sees a field of flowers,
while another sees
crying baby.
When I sees humanity,
the eye of the beholder looking inwardly will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eyes is growing older, seeks to find identity
reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
music of the stars. Thank you for being here, everybody. New Year's Eve will be on with the music of the stars from 7 till 1 a.m. Happy New Year.
You're mine. Magnificent obsession. The greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me really have no worth. You're magnificent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, my one and only love.
Over and over I whisper your name. Let me make a full confession. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. My kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is aflame, heaven is. For you are my magnificent obsession, obsession.
Next Sunday, we get serious. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network for the music of the stars, 7 o'clock in the morning Central, all the way till 1 o'clock. No, make that New Year's Eve 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And more to me, as my kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is. For you are my magnificent obsession.
This is Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive.
You're my magnificent obsession.
And Reach for the Stars. Sunday then, 7 a.m. Central till high noon, the music of the Stars for Christmas, and on New Year's Eve, 7 till 1, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may.
Thank you for being here, everybody. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.